You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway. An attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. Today's guest made her Broadway debut when she was all of 12 years old in The Sound of Music. She's since appeared in seven other Broadway productions, bringing an undeniable energy, a sense of humor, and if I do say so myself, a pretty awesome singing voice to each of the roles she plays. Now batting, Haley Pachoon.
Oh, thanks, guys. Hi.
So nice to have you here with us. I've got my guest host, Connor, in studio today. Thanks. Glad you could join us, Connor. Now, Haley, you're a Midwest girl. Now, when you heard about a baseball and Broadway podcast, what came to your mind first?
How original.
Now, you grew up, your family had Royal season tickets.
Yep.
Did you have a favorite player?
Well, when we went, so our season tickets, I think were like seven rows back behind first base. And it was George Brett era. So, I mean, let's be real. No one's going to be better than a George Brett Royals. Mm-hmm.
Were you there for like David Cone and then Johnny Damon?
Yes. Johnny Damon for sure. If you tell me their names, I would know if they were there.
Yeah.
I'm more of a football girl. So pulling their names out of the hat might be hard for me. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you were in Boston in 2004 during the World Series. Was that specifically for the games or were you performing
No.
there?
So I went to school for 1 year and my dorm room was literally on the Fenway. That's the street it was on.
Which school did you go to?
The Boston Conservatory.
Oh, great. Great program for music.
Yeah. maybe more for music,
some
but you know, to each his own. Might not have been a choice for me, but it's okay. It worked for other people. So I went to school for 1 year there and my dorm was on the Fenway. And of course, you know, we're watching the game on TV and all of a sudden, you know, they win and you couldn't go to sleep that night because the cars were going down the street and everyone was honking and like, I didn't really go outside other than to just watch everyone because it was a little scary. There were so many people and Bostonites, when they get excited, it's a lot, you know, yeah. Like New Yorkers.
Now, that was right before you returned to Broadway in Hairspray, if I remember correctly.
Yes. So I left school to do the national tour of Hairspray. And that was for almost a full year. And then I immediately went to Canada to do the movie Hairspray. And then I'm talking like days in between these jobs. And then as soon as the movie was done, I moved back to New York to join the Broadway company. So it was a lot of ponying for a few years.
Now, you did the movie before you actually did it here in New York. Did you get a little starstruck or anything being on a big Hollywood set like that?
It was so cool. It was really great because we were up there, I think, for like 6 months and the rehearsal process was 2 months long, maybe. So we just really all got to know each other. And I never really get starstruck with people that I work with because I think it's just nice to treat everyone like a normal person. And that's how I know celebrities kind of like to be treated. I get more starstruck of like when I did Hello Dolly on Broadway, I met Neil deGrasse Tyson, like people that are not like maybe more mainstream celebrities. Yeah, they're like smaller celebrities, even though he's incredible. But I mean, you know, like meeting Chris Walken was really cool. But as far as, you know, like the kids, it was Brittany Snow, Zac Efron, Amanda Bynes, Elijah Kelly. And we just like hung out all the time. So it was like a fun camp.
So once you finished the film, what was that process like? Now, had it been a couple of years since you had done some Broadway auditions? Because obviously, you know, you did The Sound of Music when you were 12. I take it was a very different ballgame come 2004, 2005 when this was all going down.
Yeah. After Sound of Music, I had actually continued to audition in New York for a few years.
Now, this is while you and your family were still living in Kansas? You used to come back and forth?
Yes. So while I was still doing Sound of Music, I was auditioning for the Music Man revival. And at the time, Broadway, when they wanted kids, they were kind of on this weird thing of, well, if we can hire an 18-year-old who looks like a kid, that's a little bit cheaper because they don't have to pay for a guardian. So my track that I was up for went to a girl who was 18. So, but they really liked me. So I kept coming back like almost every other weekend for like 2 years for that. And the Oklahoma Revival, I think that was the Hugh Jackman one. I can't remember what other shows. Into the Woods, I was like going to come back for. And then 9/11 happened. And, you know, my parents were like, okay, no more. So I kind of like put a hold on auditioning, finished high school, went to college. And then while I was in college, I came here to audition for Hairspray. And then I think that was like November of my freshman year. And by, I think July of what would have been right before my sophomore year is when I got the call to like come back and audition. And then I got it and left school. So I kind of like still stayed auditioning the whole time.
So now, you've been in the industry so long. How has it changed? Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I mean,
you've really grown with it.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, social media has a whole different aspect with it now. There's pros and cons with it. I think the pros are that fans kind of get to see the behind the scenes stuff of friendships or costumes or, you know, just the zaniness of what Broadway is and also the hard work. But also it's been hard. I find that, you know, sometimes people with more followers get jobs or, you know, it's the world we live in today. So that's a little hard. But also, like, I'm such a classic girl with my, I think, vocal stuff that I like to sing, that a lot more of kind of pop music has come into Broadway, which is really fun. But I'm such a classic singer that I'm like, oh, I kind of wish that stuff would come back more. But it's art, and that's what's fun. You get to see it grow and change, and it's fun to be a part of it.
Did you grow up in a really artistic family that, you know, was big on, you know, performing and music?
No, my dad's in furniture. And I mean, my mom's an artist. I mean, she literally can do anything you ask her to do. If you're like, oh, can you quilt me something? Yep. Can you paint me something? Yeah. Can you make an outfit? Or literally she can do anything. But no one else is really a performer. My grandma performs in her town's community shows. So that's kind of really it.
To this day, huh?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm just a Broadway outsider. I don't really know what I'm talking about. What's the, if I were to get the Haley experience in one performance, one show, what would it be?
Oh gosh. Well, every show's so different. So it's like, what show do you want to come see me in?
What do you think, you know, shows off your talents the most?
Well, if Glinda had a dance solo, that would be my, myself in a nutshell, because she gets to sing really high. She gets to be funny and have some really serious moments. And then, you know, if I could add in a little dance. So
you want to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's how I'm trained. Okay. You have to be able to do it all.
when you did Glinda, it was on the Wicked tour. Was that like your, like, what is that experience like? Because it's such an iconic role, like playing that. What did that feel like for you?
I mean, I still can't believe that I got to do it because I saw the original company on the front row of the show. And I remember after seeing the show, I was like, I have to play that role. And my whole audition process was 6 years. I just kept going in and going in and, you know, it all happened at the right time, right place. And doing it on the road was hard because you're in a different hotel room, you know, every couple of weeks and you're dealing with altitude and, different pillows, you know, and air quality and even theaters, you know, sometimes the dressing rooms are a lot further away from the stage in certain cities. But I met some of my best friends, Jenny DeNoia, who was my Elphaba, is still my best friend. But getting to sing that music and like wear those costumes and wear the bubble dress and the popular dress, I'm like, what's happening? I'm really lucky. Sometimes they ask me to do press stuff and it's so much fun to sing that music still. Yeah. And there's still part of me where I'm like, oh, I would love to do it in New York, but Who knows? We'll see.
Well, it's still going strong. Who's to say that that chance
Thank
isn't
goodness.
Coming, Haley?
I know.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Now, Haley, you're also on QVC. Do your acting skills translate and make you better at what you do there?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Well, luckily, I really like the product that I am the face of. It's called The Flex. It's a shoe company. And I don't have to lie about it, which is great. And it's very hard to sell something if you don't like it. But I think, I don't know. I think if I had to really act it, it wouldn't be believable. But I think having my skills of being able to act quick on my feet and to be in front of a camera is a little bit easier for me, maybe than some other people. But it's so much fun. I like to be myself when I'm on the camera instead of having to like be a character.
And you only do The Flex, it's called?
Yes, I only represent The Flex.
Give us the quick pitch for The Flex.
Oh, here we go. So The Flex, The Flex is a shoe company that has been around since 1975. All of our designs start in the heart of Tuscany, Italy. All of our shoes are made with beautiful, luxurious leather. Depending on what type of season, you're going to get a sandal, a booty. We just came out with a sneaker, a slip-on sneaker. You know, they come in different colors. We've got the Cognac Croco. We've got...
That is wow!
How many shoes do you want to buy? Thank you.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm sold. Well, my sister is a tremendous QVC fan, so I have a sinking feeling that, you know, the next time I'm home for my mom's birthday in
yes.
a few weeks, we're going to have like a box of these things
they're actually
in the living room.
Really comfortable. Thank goodness.
I believe it. Now, Connor, you mentioned to me earlier that you wanted to serve as kind of an umpire for a little game.
Yeah, so... Al informed me that you're a fan of impressions, and anyone that knows Al knows that he's a bit of the amateur impressionist himself.
I do one.
Which is?
His repertoire isn't that deep.
But. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, okay.
But now, is he more well-known to you as the baseball player or
yes.
J-Lo's?
Fiance? No, to me, he would be the baseball player because he only recently became with J-Lo. Like,
right.
His whole career has
okay.
been with baseball, so...
Right. Yeah.
Understood.
Yes.
Now you have a whole Rolodex of impressions.
I mean, kind of. But if I do them, they're like little tiny snippets. Not
yeah.
like I could do a full monologue of each character.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Not that I do full monologues of A-Rod or anything like that. But anyway, what were you thinking here, Connor?
I was thinking we could have a little bit of an impression off.
Ooh.
I'll be the judge, and the prize will be a brand spanking new Yankee hat.
Oh my gosh!
So let's. Well, Al, we'll hear your A-Rod first.
I've got my work cut out for me.
Those
we're going against
I'm
a professional. You do gigs specifically, like tailored around like your performing skills here. Kinda...
So for those of us who haven't heard Al's A-Rod impression, take it away, Al. All Alex.
Right. Now, do you want actual Alex right now, or do you want me to do, like, a tribute to, like, you know, some of Haley's work in the Alex voice?
Ooh. Well, if I did one of my impressions, it would be whatever the character would say, or whatever
okay.
the person would be.
Okay. So let's do...
Let's just hear Alex's thoughts on the Yanks.
All right. when you look at all the young players sitting in that dugout, they've had some tremendous educators. They all have master's degrees from the Steinbrenner family as they're on the cusp of becoming world champions. Thoughts?
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should we hit? Could you do better? All right. Haley, let's see what you got. What's in your arsenal?
Oh, God. Okay. I've got, obviously, Britney Spears. I'm a card-carrying member of her now non-existent fan club. I've got Mayor of Munchkin City. Shaggy. Remember Shaggy?
Oh, I want to hear Shaggy.
Yes, Shaggy. Let's hear Shaggy.
Celine Dion. I mean, literally, it's like two seconds of Shaggy. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Shaggy. That's it. Yeah.
That was awesome. Holy cow. Well, what do you think,
Connor? The listeners
Connor?
Are going to be like, what?
What about the...
Let's hear
Celine Dion.
Oh, okay. Love comes to love to believe it. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
That's good. That's good.
There's a clear winner here.
In the words of Alex, I think that we have a true champion on our hands of this impression contest. Give me that hat. This is for you.
Oh my gosh, thanks, guys.
I mean, I know that I don't know how your family's going to react, you know, when you go home for the holidays.
Well, they're here now, New Yorkers. So you
converted them. It's because of you that they wanted to be here.
That's
in the
right.
city. And
they live up in Riverdale. So every Sunday we go to Fort Tryon Pub and we watch the Chiefs game.
Oh, that's a tradition.
I know. It's really cool.
Good time to be a Chiefs fan.
Yes. Mahomes.
How's the food at this pub? Because it sounds
like
a pretty fun time.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Every Sunday, they've got a nice little brunch. But we don't really partake in that. We have like the beer and the wings and nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Now, you realistically could watch some MLB playoff games there as well, because that's
could.
Coming up. Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm going to have to with my new hat.
That's right. But you know what? The one thing that's awesome about you, Haley, is you've accomplished so much on stage. The fun thing is, even though you started at age 12, you know, here you are all these years later, it's like your career's just getting started. And while you've accomplished some amazing things on stage, we thought that we could do a little segment that we call Fastball Derby.
Oh, yes. I think you did this with Angie. Is that right?
We did. She made it out in one piece.
I know.
She did pretty well.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Are you up for it?
No. I'm so nervous. Okay, we'll go.
All right. We ask you a question. You just say the first thing that comes to your head, nice and simple.
Okay.
All right. I'll lead off. Who would you want to play in a biopic, and who would you have play you?
Oh, who would I want to play? Who would play me, I would say, would be Kate Hudson.
I can see that.
And please. I would want to play Britney Spears.
Obviously.
That's a good one. Okay. There needs to be a Britney biopic at some point.
I know, and I have to do it.
Are you willing to shave your head?
Yeah, for Britney, I would.
All right, what's the last great thing you watched? Whether it's film, TV, theater?
Oh my gosh, I just saw Oklahoma on Broadway, and I'm still thinking about it every single day. It's like one of the coolest things I've seen.
I love that. I haven't seen the show live, but their Tony Awards performance was great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Honestly, the live performances that they've done, I don't think do the show justice. It is so cool to know that nothing was changed from the script, and yet someone read it in a completely different way, and the whole show, it's all there. It's the show that we've known, but completely redone. It's one of the coolest things. I loved it.
Favorite or most interesting place that you've performed besides Broadway?
Okay, this one's good. Where my mom is from is called Stafford, Kansas. It's 1 square mile. They have 1 stoplight with a blinking red light, like no yellow, no green. And their Oktoberfest, when they do an Oktoberfest every year. And me and my friends, when we were younger, would go perform at it. And it was on like a flatbed truck. and we'd perform. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top.
Yep. And it was on Broadway, on the street. So we would always say we're performing on Broadway.
I think it counts.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the person, whether it's an actor, actress, someone else you worked with, you know, that's taught you the most about performing?
Oh, I don't know if I could honestly choose one, because I really learn from so many different people every time that I have a job. But I mean, I got to take it back to all my teachers at my dance studio in Kansas City, Miller Marley mm-hmm. School of Dance and Voice. They taught me everything I know.
Back to your roots.
Yeah.
What position would you play if you were a baseball player?
I did play T-ball when I was younger, and I would just make like sandcastles.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I mean,
so somewhere in the infield with dirt.
Oh God, no!
Behind the plate is a catcher. You remember how Posada?
I've been the catcher on the Broadway Baseball League for Hairspray. I had to be. I should have worn my Broadway baseball shirt today.
That's all right. Mickey Mouse is good too. Oh, thanks. We like that.
So I would have to say I'd have to be in the outfield, because no one should trust me in the infield.
Now, like, you're aware that, you know, once you reach like the age of, you know, 17, 18, the outfield actually becomes like a fairly important part of the game. So don't sell yourself short. No, like, you could have been on a trajectory to be like the next Mickey Mantle or something
like that. I definitely do not want to be a shortstop.
Maybe a DH?
Just hit, go up and swing the bat. Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even know if you'd trust me for that. But I would, maybe I would hit the bat, because then it, you know, I don't know. That's more in the spotlight.
Okay, that works. You know, we might have to email the commissioner of the Broadway Show League and get, you know, just see your stats. I'm just curious to see what we're working with here.
I think that was pretty good. Oh, now that I remember, I played on a girls' softball league in high school, like for fun.
Yeah.
I think I was pretty good. I think I played like 2 games.
Oh, wow. That counts. That's a career. That'll fill a stat sheet.
What's your favorite emoji?
Oh, right now it's the crying, laughing one. That's the one I'm using the most right now, I think. I'll say that one.
The crying, mm-hmm. laughing. Okay.
Go-to pre-show ritual.
Ooh, I like doing sit-ups before a show. And I have to brush my teeth.
Okay, it sounds like you take good care of yourself. Yeah. So if that's the ritual, that works.
Go to post-show meal. The thing you need, you're craving after
skinny
a long
pop,
day.
Easy, skinny pop, green bag, original flavor, skinny pop. I'll go through a whole bag.
Wow, it's okay. Terrible. That's the okay. If you could have one artist perform at your birthday party, who would it be?
2000 VMA Britney.
Specific. What song did she sing then?
Satisfaction. It was the nude suit and Oops, I Did It Again.
Oh, okay.
So you know that one.
That's the red suit?
Right? No, it's the nude one.
Oh, no.
That's from the video, but the VMA performance was that sparkly nude suit.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite the transition to our next question. Which,
yeah, how appropriate.
You've established yourself as quite the Britney Spears fan. What are your top three songs?
Okay, I did a, March Madness. So there was one that came out with Britney Spears songs.
A Britney bracket.
Yeah, a Britney bracket. And my top two favorites were Can't Make You Love Me. And, oh gosh, now my friends Ben and Nick and Jeffrey and Daniel are going to be so mad at me that I'm, like, forgetting my other one. Can't Make You Love Me. Oops. Oh, gosh, I can't remember the other one.
Is that like the slang for like the Britney diehards? They just call it Oops.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And Baby. You know, like Baby is Baby One More Time.
Does Womanizer get a lot of respect these days?
Womanizer is great. You know what drives me nuts, though, is everyone who's not really a true Britney fan will be like, Toxic's the best song.
I was just about to say, I really enjoy Toxic.
I have to ask, you haven't watched Glee?
No.
I was going to ask you what your thoughts were on the Britney tributes that they did. I actually thought that Toxic was pretty well done. And I'm not like the biggest Britney fan,
but I thought that was good. I think I saw her do one Britney number.
Heather Morris.
Yes. Yeah, and she's an amazing dancer. So I really loved when she did whatever number I saw. I don't remember what it was, but she was wonderful. So I was happy that she did Miss Britt good justice.
So she did it justice. So, yeah. All right. So wait, you solidified two of your choices. Now let's think of the third. This is important.
I know. They're all like my children. I really love like the old classics because you've got like great Max Martin work in there. Oh gosh. I listen to it all the time. How about Make Me? That one's pretty good because that one's new.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She performs in Vegas now, I think.
Oh, Britt?
Yeah. No, not anymore.
Oh, really?
That ended, no more residency?
Yeah, I had tickets and then like
my girlfriend's
they
band.
Pulled it.
So you've seen her live before?
Yes, but it's been a long time. The last concert I saw, this is so funny. So Lance Bass did Hairspray on Broadway with me and we became friends, which 12-year-old me is like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like Lance Bass in sync. But he's so sweet and again, normal person. So Lance and his assistant, Lisa, who I became good friends with. Lisa's also a very big, like, pop fan like me. So we all got tickets to the circus tour that was Britney's circus tour. And I flew out to L.A. I stayed with them. And then Lance, at the last minute, he wasn't going to go. But at the time, Britney was, like, taking one person out from the audience. And usually she was in L.A., she was taking celebrities who were there. So she was going to take Lance that night. But he decided not to go. And so Mark McGrath was taken. I mean, pretty still.
Yeah, still a name.
Choice.
Still a name. Yeah, sure.
But I was like, oh, my God, Lance, like you could have been up there and would have been so nutso just to see like my friend with Britney. But I also had another friend from the Hairspray movie who was one of her dancers on that tour. So it was really cool. But that was the last concert I saw her do live. Everything else has just been YouTube. Goodness.
Yeah. It always gets the job done. Are you a big concert goer in general?
No.
Because music's such a big part of your life.
I
always want to know that about
it
artists.
It is. And I live for top 40. Like it just, I love pop music so much.
What's your jam right now?
Okay. This is embarrassing to say. I have never, ever, ever been a Taylor Swift fan. But I really like her new album.
Interesting. You see, I liked her old stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, like, the past couple albums haven't really
I've never
it for
listened
me.
To a single album of hers. I've only know her singles. But this particular album is, it's speaking to me right now. It's very good.
Wow, I can tell you're feeling it. There was, like, a little twinkle in your eye when you talked about that.
It's really nice. So, will I go see it on tour? No. But I'm kind of jamming to it.
Okay. Now, the last... Connor, you have another question here in Fastball Derby.
We ask everyone, what's the best piece of advice anyone's ever given you?
Be nice. You have to be nice to everyone.
Simple.
Yeah, because like you can meet someone one day and like this was just an example that someone has given me in a class. Like if you're checking in for an audition and the monitor is there, you never know when that monitor could become a casting director someday or a writer or whatever. It doesn't matter. This is just an example. But like whoever you meet throughout your life, like they could become someone for you, whether it be a friend or someone who wants to help you or you need to work for them or you need their help. You know what I mean? So I think it's just nice to be nice to everyone.
And finally, proudest moment of your career.
Oh, gosh. I really, honestly, I have to say Glinda again, just because it was like, what a dream. Like, what an absolute dream to get to play that part. Especially, I had dreamed about it as a kid, and then to get to do it, I still can't believe it happened.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But I think that, you know what? The universe has a way of making things happen when they're supposed to. Still going strong over at the theater.
Yeah.
Over at the Gershwin Theater. And you never know.
I know. Fingers crossed. Get the word out there, everyone. I need to be the next Glinda.
Whoever the producer and director is, you're obviously listening to this right now. So that's our pitch for
Haley.
Hey,
Joe. Hey, David.
That is awesome. Haley, it's been a pleasure. I'm so glad that you were able to come and join us today. And seriously, you were great.
Thank you, guys. This is so fun. I'm really excited for my hat, too.
Well, we hope you wear it well.
Oh, I definitely will.
You know, the playoffs are beginning in a couple weeks here, so I think that it's, like, just perfect timing for you to have... Is this your first Yankee hat?
I think I had one a long time ago, honestly. But let's say in my adulthood, yes, it's my first Yankee hat. What a dream.
This is a big day.
I know. I'm going to wear it.
Awesome. Well, we're happy that you have it. And seriously, always such a pleasure to be with you. That'll close out the ball game here on Break a Bat. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Break a Bat. This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.